Axel Sternclaw watched her lope off westward with pale dawn light on her back. Hambravina kept the same pace, conserving her huge strength. Dust pounded off her paws, which sounded like dull drum beats on the plain. She emptied her mind of everything, concentrating only on her mission. Almost a league further on, she was finally rewarded. The slim lone figure stood out on a hummock in the distance. The drum beats speeded up as the badger maid burst into a run. Villers took off like a startled hare, telling herself she could outdistance such a big lumbering beast. After a while, she ventured a backward glance. It struck fear into her heart. Framed by the golden summer sunlight, her pursuer was still coming, vengeance lending speed to her scorching pace. The Sable Queen sobbed, a dry lump rising in her throat as she sucked in the warm air. Now she could hear the badger's footpaws, whoomp, 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 coming onward at a ground-eating rate. Then she heard the hunter's breath, hard and hot, but with no sign of weakening. Valera tried to put on an extra spurt of speed, which she actually did for one brief interval. Then it was as if she was moving waist-high through water. She had run out of breath. Her pace began flagging. Devoid of energy, she felt her adversary's hot breath on the nape of her neck. Quick as a flash, she loosed her long silken cloak. It billowed out and fell, catching the badger's footpaws, snarling her up so that she stumbled. Ambravina felt her balance go. Automatically, she threw herself into a headlong leap. She collided with Valea's back, sending herself and her quarry thudding to the ground. Being on top, the badger maid was first up. Swinging her loaded sling, she hefted the sable with a footpaw, turning her over. The Sable Queen's face was tight with horror. She gasped.
You've killed me!
Her paw clasped the crystal poison holder and the lethal blade, which it sheathed. It had broken and pierced her chest. Villers could smell the sickly aroma of serpent venom as it oozed around the wound. Her eyes blazed hatred at the badger maid standing over her.
You killed the Sable Queen.
Ambravina saw Villers' body contort once, twisting like a corkscrew. It went stiff. She died like that. Flandor, the young friend of Ambravina Rockflash, had been avenged. She turned and walked away without a backward glance, blinking as the sunlight shone into her eyes, mingling with her tears.